Call our meeting to order today on January 16th of 2024. We sent the packet out for us on Friday, and the first item on the agenda is to approve the minutes. I move to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
I'll second.
John, you can have it.
Thanks.
It's been, thank you, John. Any amendments, items they'd like to add, discussion? All right, see none. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Minutes are approved. The next item on the agenda is approving our loan portfolio today. We have three loans that are just shy of $600,000. I move to approve the loans today.
I'll second.
Thank you, John. Rich, we'll turn it over to you to talk about the three loans that we're looking at.
Thanks, Sarah. Loans number one and three are standard fare. One is to refinance a truck loan for the Department of Public Works for the city of Fox Lake. And the other one is to purchase a weed harvester for the Peppermill Lake District in Adams County. The loan number two is to the city of Waupun. They are buying land to expand an industrial park. Other than that, I wanted to give the board a heads up that the board may see some familiar loans over the next 1 to 2 months. The investment committee did lower interest rates to 6% across the board last week, and several borrowers have determined that they want to cancel their applications and start the loan process over from the beginning at the new interest rate. So you may see some familiar names coming up. That's all I have for today. Does anybody have any questions?
Thanks, Rich. Josh or John, any questions about these loans? I think they're, as Rich would say, pretty bread and butter and self-explanatory for sure.
No questions for me.
I'm good.
All right, seeing there are no questions, all those in favor of approving the three loans, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The loans are approved. Moving on to old business. On earlier in December, we received a memo just kind of outlining the trust fund accounting kind of program, like what is going on with BCPL and their accounting with the trust funds and potential legislative changes. And at our last meeting, we know too that Tom was not unfortunately there. And so we just decided to hold this to kind of a future agenda item. I guess my question for both the commissioners and as well as to Tom is, do we want to further drill into that memo and kind of talking about these potential opportunities and questions, or would we like to pick a future BCPL meeting where we can make sure we have the appropriate time allotted to do that? I guess the first part is, I don't know if commissioners too today are ready to kind of drill in and ask questions and discuss this.
I mean, if we want to specifically put it on the agenda for next time to talk about, that'd be fine by me.
Either way is fine with me.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is, let's put this down for a next agenda, for our next meeting as an agenda item, knowing that the memo from Tom on December 15th is kind of our starting place as we ask questions about the process and then the potential legislative changes we'd be advocating for. If I'm not missing anything, that will be the agenda item on our next meeting under old business.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. If we can get that resent to us before the next meeting, just so it's easy to find, that'd be appreciated. But yeah, I did read through it. I read through it all, but.
And John, that's why I asked, because I wanted to make sure that I know it's been a month. So I just want to make sure when we can actually talk about it and have, you know, we're all prepared accordingly. So.
Yeah. It kind of honestly kind of slipped my mind with the meeting date changes and everything. Yeah. So this would. Yeah. Next time would be great.
Perfect. We can make sure it's the top of everybody's inbox so we can send that again. Tom, anything you'd like to add, knowing kind of the approach for the next meeting under this for this topic?
I'm going to try to see if I can schedule an appointment with the state controller before the next meeting to talk about it a little bit, because of the fact that, in essence, the memo was 9/10 descriptive and 1/10 proscriptive. In essence, 9/10 describing. What do we have? How do pieces work? Mm-hmm. And only part of it was describing, okay, well, where do we go from here? And one of the key pieces on going forward is how does the controller's office feel about changes that we might want to see happen? Because the controller's office, I believe, is key on which path gets chosen, and we don't have their input yet. So.
Makes a lot of sense, and I think that would be great to have their feedback higher possible. Okay, well, there is no new business, so we're just moving to routine business. And Rich, your chief investment officer's report.
Thanks, sir. I have nothing for today other than to remind the board that also at the next meeting, I will be providing the fourth quarter investment report. But I'll try to keep it brief since there's going to be other important items on the agenda.
Okay. Thanks, Rich. Next is Tom and the Executive Secretary's report.
Not much to report other than the fact that I've been dealing with a bout of vertigo since last week. And in light of some of the controversy over the Secretary of Defense, I figured in the interest of full disclosure, I'd let you know that this was going on. I'm getting better. It's slow. I hope to be back up to speed by within a couple days yet. So anyway,
well,
that's it.
We're sorry you're not feeling well, Tom, but glad to hear you're on the up and up. So.
Yeah, I hope you feel better, Tom.
It's weird because it's like physically everything's great, except I had a couple of days where the room was moving. It makes it a little bit more challenging. So, but anyway, like I said, I'm on the mend. Things are getting better.
Good. Good thing we figured out how people can work from home, right?
Exactly.
John, it wasn't just working from home. Is how do you work with your eyes closed? So.
That might be a bit harder, yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing, Tom. And again, we're glad that you're feeling better. So, and then just moving on to my report, I'll also make this relatively brief. We did have a good and long investment committee meeting last Tuesday. And one of the things that we talked about and something we've been working on was strengthening our relationship with the university. As we know, we've seen that the normal school fund continues to grow exponentially. The normal school fund provided its largest distribution at $1.25 million, and making sure that with this relationship with the university, we're not only strengthening it, but strengthening transparency and accountability, where those funds go, how it's impacting them. And so that's something that Tom, Rich, and I are working on is our agenda with the university about these funds and strengthening that relationship, transparency, and accountability. So we will continue to keep the commissioners posted as we are working on that. But that's all I have on my end. In addition to the trust fund accounting and legislative changes, is there anything else that the commissioners would like to see for a future agenda item?
None for me.
Okay. Well, is there a motion to adjourn on this chilly Tuesday?
I so move.
I'll second.
All those in favor of adjourning today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Our meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody, and have a good week.
Thanks. Take care, everyone.
Yeah, see you guys. Get better soon, Tom.
Thanks much. Take care.
See ya.